News. I'm David Byrne. Both the United States and Iran are signaling that they're stepping back after Tehran's missile strikes on Iraqi bases overnight. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
Addressing the nation from the White House, the president seemed intent on de-escalating the crisis.
Iran appears to be standing down.
And while he boasted of America's military might,
we do not want to use it.
Instead, the president says the U.S. will immediately put new economic sanctions on Iran, which launched the strikes after America killed Tehran's top general, a sequence that brought the two nations closer to all-out war. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
The cockpit voice recorders and data recorders have been recovered from a Ukrainian 737 that crashed shortly after takeoff from Tehran Airport. Reuters' Joe Davies reports the crash killed all 176 people on board.
The Boeing 737 came down early on Wednesday, shortly after takeoff from Tehran, en route to the Ukrainian capital, Kiev. Its carrier, Ukraine International Airlines, said the plane was only 3 years old and was last serviced just 2 days ago. The airline's president offered his condolences to the victims' families.
On behalf of our company, I offer deep condolences to family members of the people who were on board. It was one of our best planes with excellent, trustworthy crew.
The airline, which until now had an unblemished safety record, said it's doing everything possible to determine the cause.
That's Joe Davies of Reuters. An up day on Wall Street with all three major indices in positive territory right before the close. The Dow was up 0.65%, while the S&P was 0.86% higher. The Nasdaq had added 0.67%. This is VOA News. A standoff in Congress is deepening over the impeachment of President Donald Trump. We get details from AP's Ed Donahue.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he will launch the Senate impeachment trial on his terms.
There will be no haggling with the House over Senate procedure. We will not cede our authority to try this impeachment. The House Democrats' turn is over.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has not handed over the two articles of impeachment to the Senate. Democrats want more witnesses. Adam Schiff is chair of the House Intelligence Committee. He says he knows what McConnell is up to.
What he is being very consistent on his efforts to cover up for the president. And sadly, all too many Republican senators seem willing to allow him to do that.
The trial could begin as soon as this week if the Senate receives the articles of impeachment. Ed Donahue, Washington.
At least four people were killed and 15 others injured by a suicide car bombing Wednesday in the center of Mogadishu, Somalia. The explosion occurred as vehicles lined up at a checkpoint close to the Parliament building and the presidential palace. Mogadishu Ambulance Services confirmed the deaths of three people, including an administration and finance officer at the Ministry of Women and Human Rights. Authorities also confirmed the death of a security officer at the Somali Parliament building. Medical services say that they evacuated 15 injured victims. The Al-Shabaab militant group claimed responsibility for the attack. Ousted Nissan boss and international fugitive Carlos Ghosn made his first public appearance since a daring escape from Japan Wednesday. He is wanted in Japan on financial mismanagement charges. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
In his first public comment since fleeing to Lebanon from Japan, the ousted Nissan boss and international fugitive Carlos Ghosn attempted a point-by-point rebuttal of the charges against him, aided by internal Nissan company documents, accused Tokyo prosecutors of brutal treatment, and launched a blistering attack on the Japanese authorities and Nissan executives he says conspired against him.
These allegations are untrue, and I should have never been arrested in the first place.
The Tokyo prosecutor's office said Ghosn's allegations completely ignore his own conduct and that one-sided criticism of the Japanese criminal justice system is totally unacceptable.
That's David Doyle reporting. The payroll processing company, ADP, says the U.S. economy added 202,000 jobs in December. Most of the hiring was done by businesses with fewer than 500 workers, with many of the gains in construction, trade, transportation, and utilities. However, some sectors lost jobs, including 7,000 in manufacturing and 21,000 in leisure and hospitality. The U.S. government's jobs report for December is due on Friday. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Berg, VOA News.
Voice of the